For those of us watching from the sidelines, cryptocurrency looks like both a fantastic opportunity for investment while simultaneously filling would-be investors with feelings of dread and trepidation as they watch a sector of the economy plagued by fraudsters and bad actors seeing little to no recourse for their exploitative ways. So for many of us, as far as cryptocurrency is concerned, it's a lot like the Wild West, where innocent players are doing their best to invest responsibly and safely while any number of rogue operators roam the land waiting for the next victim to exploit. So hearing today, out of the States, that Sam Bankman-Fried, the founder of FTX, that fraud-ridden cryptocurrency exchange that at one point in time was the third largest crypto exchange by volume, has been sentenced to 25 years in prison in Manhattan today for what has been described as one of the biggest financial frauds in U.S. history. And hearing that now, I'm beginning to breathe a sigh of relief that there is, in fact, regulatory control over cryptocurrency exchanges and the financial crimes that have become increasingly synonymous with them. Just yesterday, I spoke with the BC Securities Commission, who, along with the financial regulators and law enforcement agencies both in Canada and in the U.S., are raising a huge red flag over the rise of cryptocurrency scams and other investment frauds, where fraudsters manipulate and groom victims, sometimes over the course of months, exploiting both interest in and ignorance of cryptocurrencies to get people to sign over their cash. And then we come to our made-in-Canada crypto nightmare, the Quadriga coin exchange, which, when it collapsed in 2019, was believed to be the largest cryptocurrency exchange in the country. The crimes committed by Quadriga were so egregious, it has been the basis of numerous documentaries, even an episode of Law and Order. So egregious, in fact, that the BC Civil Forfeiture Office has filed for an unexplained wealth order application with the BC Supreme Court, only the third such unexplained wealth order the office has ever sought. For more on the province's ongoing efforts to prosecute financial crimes and to take action against the criminals and organized that seem to be benefiting from them, I'm going to bring in BC Solicitor General and the Minister of Public Safety, Mike Farnworth, to the CFAX Afternoon Show. Welcome to the program, sir. Thank you for your time.
My pleasure.
So $250,200 in cash, 45 gold bars, 4 luxury watches, and a number of pieces of expensive jewelry. As far as proceeds of crime goes, that's a lot.
It is a lot of money, and it's being we're able to get it under the legislation that we introduced earlier last year that allowed us to use what are called unexplained wealth orders to go after individuals who have defrauded people or have engaged in criminal activity in terms of getting assets. And this is the third unexplained wealth order we've used in the province, and it's quite something to be able to say, hey, to go after the cash, gold bars, luxury watches, and other assets.
I mean, gold is highly liquid, but it's also kind of this sign of opulence. Look, this is all the money that I've been able to fraud out of people, put together in a shiny bar I can put on my shelf. So I can see a number of angles why the province and the regulators would like to get that back.
Absolutely. I mean, we want to make it clear that crime is not going to pay and that those who engage in criminal activity in this province, we are introducing new tools, in this case, unexplained wealth orders that complement the civil forfeiture orders that we have in the province. The difference in this case is that an unexplained wealth order, it will come about, for example, during the course of a police investigation, and you have to go before a judge to get it to demonstrate why you think that that an unexplained wealth order should be issued. A judge does that, and then you're able to go after the assets in this particular case. The individual has to explain that they got them legally, where they got them from, how they got them. And in this case, this is now the third one we've used. It's resulted in assets of this company. The individual involved in the company, those assets were based here in BC, and we were able to use an unexplained wealth order to seize them.
For folks who might be unaware that unexplained wealth orders are even a thing that the province can seek, what were the other two orders used to secure?
One dealt with property on one of the Gulf Islands, and the other dealt with cash that was contained in a bank safety deposit box.
Gotcha.
Unexplained wealth orders are new in Canada. We're the first province to actually, Manitoba's had one, but we're the first province that's actually using them. And they are used in Australia and have been used in the UK and used in Ireland. And this is the first set that we have put in place. It's based on the model that exists in the UK. We're also working on an additional avenue using the tax system, which is what is done in Ireland. That one is a bit more, require more work because we have to work with the feds on that. But again, they have been very effective in being able to deal with people who are either engaged in organized crime or, you know, fraudulent activity, the kind that we've seen in the cryptocurrency world, or insurance frauds, or all kinds of you know, pump and dump stock market frauds. And we will go after the assets if they're based here in British Columbia.
So supposing the unexplained wealth order comes to fruition and you're able to seize the assets that you're looking to get, $250,000 in cash, a bunch of gold and some watches and jewelry, I imagine that the province would liquidate the non-cash assets here and use that money to some sort of end. How does that money, how does it intend to be used?
That will go to, because these are the assets of the individual, not the company.
Sure.
They will go to be used for crime prevention and victims of crime programs to assist people who've been victims of crime. So that's where the money goes.
Gotcha. So, sorry, bad guys, you don't get to keep the wealth. We'll get it from you, and then we'll actually use it to fund anti-crime initiatives. I kind of love the almost smarmy nature of that. That's great.
Yeah, and to assist in programs to help people who have been victims of crime.
Absolutely.
Is crucially important. So it's like we're going to take your ill-gotten gain, and we're going to make sure it helps people who have been victims.
Makes a lot of sense to me, and I think it makes a lot of sense to British Columbians as well. BC's Minister of Public Safety Solicitor General Mike Farnworth joining us today on the CFAX Afternoon Show. All the best as you go after these fraudsters and criminals, and hopefully we see a few more unexplained wealth order applications that you're able to secure and see the assets brought into responsible hands. Thank you for your time, sir.
Yeah, my pleasure. Thanks very much.